Welcome to my Radio Oasis, where hope is not deferred, it's discussed. This is the daily exercise in confabulation known as Chris Fabry Live. And it is a special day in the month because we get to conduct yet another in our series of Toxic Talk Tuesdays, featuring my personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry. And today, we're looking for your travel tips, your vacation ideas that help you experience less toxins instead of more. So here is the question. What do you do when you travel in order to, avoid eating the more processed, packaged, fast foods? Do you have a tip along those lines? How do you find a hotel room or some other place to stay that avoids chemicals, the everyday exposures? Are you going to the beach? How do you stop exposure to the sun without using all of the chemicals that are out there, or at least as few as possible? And there are other things. How do you take your healthy lifestyle with you on vacation? That's the easy way to set this up. And here's the number you dial, 1-877-548-3675. A Toxic Talk Tuesday is straight ahead, and here's our number, 877-548-3675. Nate McMillan is our producer today. Ryan McConaughey is our engineer. Elizabeth Asaturo will be answering your calls at the toll-free number, and you'll find us online at chrisfabrylive.org. Now, we've had several different acrostics. You know, I've been doing the FAB as in fab thing, and people are tired of that, and I don't blame you. I am too. So chrislive.org, and in the middle of that is Fabry, and Clark wrote yesterday, and he said, faith absolute begets righteous yielding, F-A-B-R-Y. And Nate said yesterday, this is a really good one, fight against bold, rabid yaks, F-A-B-R-Y. And here's an email that poured in. Hi, Chris. I'm a longtime listener. Appreciate your style at the backyard fence. When you come on, it's as if I've just met up with an old friend. I particularly like Toxic Talk Tuesdays that you conduct with Andrea. So I came up with an acronym to use for Fabry on your next Toxic Talk Tuesday, fermenting another batch of real yogurt, F-A-B-R-Y, without the O, of course. F-A-B, fermenting another batch, real yogurt. Now here she is, that former maven of Midday Connection, now branching out and boldly going into fermented worlds mankind has yet to discover, founder of Moms Aware, wife of one, mother of nine, my toxic life coach, and voted most likely to write a blog about 10 uses of a plastic shower cap, Andrea Fabry.
I like the acrostic, by the way. I got that. I'm going to try that next time I'm trying to spell our name on the phone.
The rabid yak one?
No, no. Well, Nate, I like that. I really go with the fermenting one.
Fermenting another batch.
Fermenting. I usually use names on the phone.
Or family. I've heard you say family.
Family. F as in family. A as in apple. B as in boy. R, Y. I usually just give up after that. But I'm going to try the fermenting.
Well, welcome, Andrea.
Thank
How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
How's that house search going?
Not very well.
I know you and your husband have been looking.
We have been looking. We should tell the story about yesterday.
Well, you know, I was going to do that.
Well, you know, this
takes away from vacation, but go right ahead, Andrea.
It's so good, though. It's a really good story. So we saw this house, gorgeous house, probably a little more upstanding than... That really
upstanding?
Reflects. What's the word I'm looking for? Can you fill it in? You can do that.
No, okay. It'll
it's
take
a little
me,
nicer
it'll,
than
it's,
probably.
Yeah,
I
need
know.
More oxygen. I need
not,
to sniff, breathe.
A lot of, beautiful home. We walk in, and I immediately just didn't connect with it. I kind of wanted to leave, and I didn't. And I there were plug-ins. We could do a whole program on plug-ins.
Couldn't we? Though?
Can I encourage our listeners not to use them?
Unless you're with the National Plug-In Association.
Sorry. That's one thing that's very hard to get out, you know, candles and such. Mm-hmm. I look at that and go, you know, once we open the windows, you ventilate. Those are very, very strong chemicals. So that's what I noticed about the house. Chris, on the other hand.
Here's the interesting thing. The realtor is very nice. Realtor walks through the door. My wife goes through the door. We have my two of our sons with us. They go through the door. I walk in the door and immediately... I smell something that is amiss, and it's not, and I do smell, you know, the realtor's perfume, and I smell the plug-ins, but there was something else. There was a musty, mildewy smell, and if you know anything about our story, you know that that's not a good thing. And I went over to the plant. They had a plant, because sometimes people will water, and it'll get a little, you know.
A little musty, yeah.
It happens. And I went over to smell the plant. It wasn't a plant. And so we walked through the house, and that kept bugging me. And I went back again at the front, but I didn't smell it. You know, they had the fans going and all of the house.
Oh, you didn't smell it the second time.
I didn't smell it the second time. It was the very first time when I walked in. Well, one of the questions I had for the realtor was, do you know if there's ever been a leak? You know, is the roof ever leaked? This, that? You know, I can find out for it. I don't think there has been. I'll find out for it. So we had already decided this is not, you know,
on my gut feeling alone, but still, both of us felt the same way.
The location and some other things. Again, beautiful house. God bless them. She sent me the
disclosure.
Form. Thank you. You're the
upstanding.
One. Upstanding disclosure form. And in the disclosure form, it has all of the things, and they tell you about the house. Very honest about this. Very little wrong with it. But they did say that there had been a leak of some sort in the house that the builder, quote unquote, fixed almost immediately, they said. And the place that this happened was in the entryway right by the door, which told me, I wrote my wife and I said, my nose knows. I'm like, I could hire myself
out. He's the best mold dog out there. I mean, they have specially trained mold dogs.
I know.
And I am so grateful to live with one.
So, Andrea, the other question, corollary about the house, what does submission look like in a situation?
It's just F is in Frank, A is in Apple, B is in boy says, I'm with him. That's what.
But it must be hard for a take charge woman like you.
We have so many programs to do. This would be a great program because I am a very take charge person.
Yes.
And I have resolved in my heart of hearts that I really want this to be our noble head's passionate decision.
Embrace.
For the family.
Yes.
And I just, so it's been a conscious effort on my part to be, I just trust you. And you know what? I do. And now, after yesterday, how much more? I did not smell that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. But see, we talked with Tony Evans and Crystal, I think, is his daughter's name, about what a kingdom woman is like. And we got into the whole thing of what, you know, what is submission, what is, and that's a dirty word for a lot of women. You know, what are you talking about? Is this a submission thing? And I said on the program, you struggled with.
I did that. When we were first married.
When you were first married.
I didn't really know what that meant.
Yeah.
Right, I did.
Because you thought it was...
Whatever.
I have all the votes. You have no... You can say anything you want, but who cares what you think? And my belief is that a man that wants to lead his household, that his wife will feel in this... Just... You will have a vision for your life that you couldn't have on your own.
I like that. I told the kids, though, on this particular house hunting excursion that we're venturing into these last 3 months, that I have resolved that I'm going to wait until I can tell you feel like this is it for us. But on, you know, what I always added was, in 30 years, I have never felt like you have not listened to me or valued my opinion.
Well, isn't that kind? All right. Your travel tips, vacation. We have things here planned for folks today.
It's just endless.
Plastic shower cap is in.
A tutorial, 10 ways to use a plastic shower cap on your trip.
It's going to be great. Today on Chris Fabry Live. Toxic Talk Tuesday.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
There's a lot of information for you at the website chrisfabrylive.org. If you don't know how to spell the last name, here's a new acronym from our friend Diane, who says... F-A-B-R-Y is fighting against boring radio yakking. Chris Fabry Live, she said, that's what your program is, not just a bunch of boring yakking. Well, thank you, Diane. Andrea Fabry is here. You'll find out more about her. She is my personal toxic life coach, and we're going to talk about vacationing today. Some great tips even coming in about travel. I'll tell you about those, but let's just start at the very beginning.
Okay,
Andrea, what should go through our minds?
You're thinking about... vacationing, traveling, you want to think about how much do I want to worry about all of this and my health? And if you're on this path in your life and you're trying to cut out, you know, chemicals and trying to eat healthy. How much do you worry about that on the road? Because it can kind of wreck your vacation if you stress about it. That's not the point of the vacation. However,
and this has been a hallmark. Let me jump in here.
Oh,
I'm sorry
do.
To do
please.
That because
yes,
I
go
immediately,
right ahead. Chris, go right ahead.
Immediately, I think you know, even in talking about the toxins around, you know, your chemicals about washing and dishwashing and all that stuff, it's not that you want people to obsess over this
not
and
at
make
all,
that
ever.
Become their
no,
god.
No, 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 no. Oh. No, thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Well,
I
you
really
know, it's my
appreciate
job.
That. But here are some areas to think about. Water is big. The food that you're going to eat, the environment you're going to stay in, the things you're going to use on your skin, because when we're on vacation, we tend to be in the sun more. So we do think sunscreen or bug repellent. We're going to be outdoors, mm-hmm. exercise and that kind of thing. So kind of these basics. And I just have some practical ideas for keeping them in mind without stressing you out. Would you like one?
Yes, please.
Water. Let's go to water. So if you've been listening to this program, or perhaps you have this sense, too, that there's something we're finding out about bottled water in plastic
mm-hmm.
because of the sum of the BPA, the bisphenol A, and the hormone disruptors. And so on the road, do you want to drink out of plastic waters all the time? Maybe not. And so I suggest, A, the obvious, which is bring a stainless steel water bottle with you and maybe an on-the-road type water filter. But here's an idea that people have not. I know that could be a lot. Okay.
Wait, time out. I'm starting to feel a little obsessive about this.
So, you must never drink from plastic.
I was feeling really good about not drinking soda all the time.
True. Very good point.
And,
thank you.
And now you're telling me if I drink out of a plastic water bottle,
well,
I'm going
to... You want to be hydrated, though, don't you, on the road?
I do.
You really do.
And I don't like the sound of bisphenol A.
No, you don't.
There's something about it.
And there's nothing wrong with having an occasional plastic water bottle. Or if that's the battle you don't want to fight on the trip, don't fight it. Because water is better than soda. Very good point.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
That's why I'm here.
But have you heard of solar water? Because did you realize that if you get a cobalt blue bottle ahead of time, this would take some planning.
Oh, yes, it would.
You put... average tap water from your hotel. You're laughing at solar water.
Thinking...
It's cobalt blue. There's a scientific, what's the word? There's a lot of science behind this. And I did a test in our home with cobalt blue and unfiltered water. You put it in the sun for a minimum of 2 hours. So this is very practical on vacation. So somebody here is listening and going, this doesn't overwhelm me. I can do this. Get my cobalt blue bottle. I fill it with any old water that I come across. I leave it in the sun. If I'm at a park or outside the hotel room, I leave it for the day when we go out. I come back and you have filtered water. It now maybe it hasn't, you know, been tested. You don't know just how filtered, but I can say that the science backs this up with what the sun rays do with the cobalt blue and the water.
I'll tell you what else experience will tell you to do. If you get that water from the Chicago River, don't you dare go drink it.
I don't know if solar, I don't know if the sun and cobalt would do that.
Okay, so that's my
just
question.
A little thing, though.
It's like the black box in the airplane when they say, why can't they make the whole airplane out of that? Why don't we just have cobalt blue clothing?
Good question. We've had a lot of cobalt blue in the past.
Well, and where do you go to get that? Do you go to Cobalt
Online.
Blue Mart?
There should be, and I bet there will be one day, and I'm not saying it's making perfect water at all. It just makes it better. I did a taste test, and everybody picked the solar water.
I don't even want to go on vacation now. It's too much.
All right, so forget the water, but here's another idea, and this is a family. Say you're venturing across the country by car. Look up a gravity-fed spring. And take your family, because this would be part of the fun. I'm not trying to add stress here.
And I might add to that and hope it has rained lately, because we went to one of these things, folks, and it was like...
Well, we came away, though, with at least 2 gallons of water. It just took a while. It was before monsoon season. But there's a website, Gravity Spets... gravityfedspring.org, I believe. I'm not sure. A search will get you there, and it lists them all over the country. That can just be a fun thing.
Okay,
and...
so water, think about your water.
Okay, think about it.
Well, and can you make the decision with the kids, you know what, we're not going to have a lot of sugary drinks on the road. Let's say, we might stop for ice cream, or we might, you give them, let everybody have some kind of a treat, but to not have all, because because that sugary water, as well as the caffeine, is for a guy like me who likes to get in the car and go. Meaning drive.
Energy.
It's going to mean that you're going to have more stops along the way.
I see if you
drink more
that.
Caffeine,
so true.
Right?
Very good point.
I'm thinking all along here.
The other thought is to make ahead some water kefir, which is such an easy drink make. And you have that because it can get warm and it only ferments more. You're laughing the whole way.
Should you put that in Cobalt Blue too?
Or you don't need to do that. You've got all the good microbes right there in clear glass.
And is that why you do the kefir? You're talking about
Because this is coming to the food issue of just kind of getting yourself on the offense and probiotic foods, naturally fermented, lacto-fermented, just do a lot to build the immune system while you're on the road because you are eating things you're not used to. And we know that by traveling to other countries and the risks there. Just a good thing to think about if you're traveling by car. Of course, that obviously won't work if you're flying.
Okay, let's say you're in the airport and you think, I forgot to cobalt wrap my veggie wrap with this special, What do you do when you want to eat more healthy and all that's there is just a lot of fast food, a lot of processed stuff?
Well, I don't have an answer for that. They do have fresh fruit often in the airport. And, you make do. Either you don't eat as much while you travel. Sometimes that's a possibility because simply, we talked about this at Thanksgiving, simply under eating does a lot for your immune system because it's not as taxing. So that's a positive way to see traveling rather than, I'm on vacation. I can eat anything I want. I'm going to eat as much as I want. Almost think differently. It's like, this is stuff I'm not used to. I'm just going to eat less.
You know what I remember as a kid on vacation? And it was exactly that. We would go to a baseball game or we would go drive someplace and stop at the hotel. And my mom would go and she'd get a pound of ham and some cheese and a loaf of bread and we'd come and chips and all that and soda. And you'd come back to the hotel and swim in the pool and you'd go to the hotel room and you'd watch TV. And there were all these channels that they had there. We only had like two channels where I grew up. And you would eat and you would eat and you would eat and it would just be this gorge-a-rama.
And I remember when we were first married, that's what we did when we met up with your folks or, vacationed with them. I remember that.
It was glorious.
It was an adjustment for me because I was always, kind of the other extreme. So we had to blend together and join forces.
And here we are. We haven't gotten to the shower cap tips. And why would we think about shower caps?
Well, because they're so convenient. Now, I know sustainability and plastic, we've done programs on this. Why would you even suggest?
Yes, that's a
great question. There are times when it's inevitable you're going to use some plastic on your road trip. So these shower caps are in the store anyway. Why not make use of them? They're very convenient, and there are ways that you can use them that would surprise you when you're packing and when you're on vacation.
I'm assuming these are online now. Do you have
these? We have an article, 10 Uses for a Plastic Shower Cap. And yes, that's at Mom's Aware.
Can you just give me one suggestion or one thing that you thought
of? Well, as a camera cover. Okay, let's say you go to the beach and you want to take your camera, but the sand, you just wrap it in a shower plastic cap. Or your cell phone, same deal. You're by the pool and you protect it. It starts to rain. Actually, a shower cap like that can be a filter and make a nice soft look for a photo. You can use it as an ice pack. Someone gets injured, you go to the hotel ice and you've got your shower cap. Put it right in there. Put a bunch of snacks in your shower cap.
Or you catch a whale.
You can make a pair of giant.
A small whale.
You could
put it in the shower cap, right?
Right. Let's see what else I'm doing.
This is why I love this woman. She's just so creative. And in a different way than yours truly. I mean, there's truly a different part of the brain that she uses with all of this research.
It's probably true.
She's cobalt blue. I'm kind of like a ham. Robert's in Chicago. Hi, Chicago, Robert. How are you?
Hey, Robert.
I'm good. Hey, if you ever go, this is a good idea no matter where you go, but get ice in your cup from the ice machine and then go over to the hot tap with like it's on the coffee machine. Put that scalding hot water into your ice and then put more ice in there. That water's burned impurities off.
Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? That's a good idea.
I got that tip out in South Dakota in the Badlands. Lady said, don't drink that water. You'll get there. You'll wish you hadn't. So anyways.
Of course, there's the question about the ice.
That was my point, Andrea. And we're thinking along the same.
See? We do think alike.
It's like, where did the ice come from? Well, maybe what you're saying is, Robert,
the
hot
water.
Yeah. So it's filtered, if you know where that is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's great. But still, anytime you heat water, it definitely kills off some of those microbes.
What were you doing out in the Badlands, Robert?
Taking the kids out to Mount Rushmore once.
Oh, yeah.
You sure you didn't go to a gravity-fed spring?
I tasted that soda water or whatever it is in Manitou Springs, Colorado.
Yes.
That stuff is the nastiest tasting stuff I've ever.
No, Robert. No.
All right, take Robert down. Yeah, we don't want to hear any other opinion today about solar water. God bless you, Robert. And who knows how long ago that was. Went out there in South Dakota, and boom, it came back to him today with the kids.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And truly, boiling water just in general is a good idea.
Oh, it is. I do it just to do it.
But let me say, for water kefir, this is a great carbonated beverage. And obviously, Robert didn't have a taste for it, and who knows what flavors. But here's a little tip that is really big for my kids. We are flavoring ours with vanilla bean, and you just scrape out the vanilla and fresh cherries and leave it overnight in that cherry vanilla flavor, because we don't use, there's no sugar left, so it's not a sweet drink, but that flavor has been a big hit. Or you combine it with fruit juice, and that at least takes some of the sweetness out.
Is that information on your website at
somewhere? There's a recipe for water kefir
out there in the ether. All right, Robert, thanks for your call. 877-548-3675. You're trying to live healthier. Let's say, you know, Toxic Tuesday, but trying a little bit healthier. How do you do that on the road, on vacation, in your travel? 877-548-3675. This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. This is Chris Fabry Live on a Toxic Talk Tuesday, 877-548-3675. My personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, is here, and we've discovered it is the Prince of Cambridge now. Prince William and Kate Middleton debuted their son on the steps of St. Mary's Hospital. This was the same thing they did in 1982 that William's mom and dad did on the same place. And so he's going to be the Prince of Cambridge. So I'm thinking Christopher, Prince of Cambridge.
I don't know. I like how it's got a ring to it.
James, Prince of Cambridge. I think that's good. I'm not sure. Your other words, Declan? Declan, Prince of Cambridge. Declan just...
Finn.
I wouldn't.
Asher, Finn.
I wouldn't.
Declan, Django, James.
Django, Prince. No. I wouldn't be... I'm not a betting man, so I wouldn't be doing that. But we have more to talk about here on your vacation. And I want to get to more calls. Raymond is in Tampa. Raymond, go right ahead. You're on with my toxic life coach.
Yeah, someone asked about sulfur water.
Sulfur water. What about
it? Is it good for you?
Oh, yeah, that's out of my, that and royal names are my two topics that I don't know.
Well, here's the question. Why are you asking it?
Yeah.
Is this just water that's been mixed with sulfur? What are you talking about?
Well, no, it's water that, you know, there's certain places you go and it smell like, pretty much smell like rotten eggs, but
yes.
A lot of people say it's good for you.
Oh, absolutely. Sulfur is a wonderful, it's one of those essentials to our body, and the eggs have a lot of sulfur and other foods, but the water, you know, that's just, I can't comment on it, but sulfur itself is very good, very important in the body. So I can understand why someone would say, hey, even though it smells like sulfur, glutathione, which is part of the body and something we use to help detox, and that's a natural part of the body. That smells like sulfur. So I'm tracking with that one.
Is somebody suggesting that you come over and drink some water from here? It smells like rotten eggs.
Well, some years ago, I was around sulfur water, and I used to see people, you know, drinking it, you know, and getting jugs of water, and they said it was good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sulfur is. So, it, you know, again, it's the source, what else is added. You know, there's so many questions that go with it. But sulfur in and of itself, I get it.
All right. I was just seeing somebody. The first time I've ever heard anybody say that. And then I look online, there's all this stuff
all
there.
This
so if you're a sulfur water aficionado, you let us know. Joanne is in Glenview, Illinois. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, I'm in Glenview.
Yes.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, for sweetening, why not the stevia leaf extract, which is a natural plant?
Yeah, that's, you know, some of it's extremely processed. We use a lot of stevia, actually, in our house.
Okay.
Chris uses it. It's
right,
no
right.
carb. And I think it ranks pretty high up there, even though it is in many time, most of the time, processed, you know. And sometimes things are added that...
I'm a big label reader, so I make sure it doesn't have this.
Yeah, we use it a lot. And I actually had a stevia plant and ended up drying the leaves and then... I thought it tasted great. The, you know, true stevia from the plant, you know, my family likes the white or the liquid stevia, but
right.
I see a lot of, actually I use it, the stevia plant dried in tooth powder that I make because it makes it sweet.
Yeah. Tooth powder, you mean like toothbrush powder?
Yeah. To brush your teeth
with.
That's
a good idea. I never saw that. Yeah. Because I use, this got sweetener. I think the one Tom's natural toothpaste doesn't have fluoride, but it does have sweetener. I never thought about that.
Yeah. I know. It's kind
there
of exciting.
One more question.
Joanne from, yes, go ahead, Joanne. What's your other question?
Quinine, like tonic water. The one eye doctor told my girlfriend is good for eye twitches, and mine says good to get leg cramps.
I've heard the same thing. I really need to study up on my water. That's what I'm going to walk away from this program
sulfur
and quinine.
Well, you know, you set yourself up, Andrea, when you start mentioning the cobalt blue jugs.
That's true. That was too big of a risk.
It sounds like you must know about this. It's so,
No, I love to learn. And last time after the last program, I looked up all this stuff about gassing fruits because fruits do give up gas
as they ripen
naturally. And yet again, I'm in favor of the natural processes. So I'm going to be reading up, Joanne. And thank you.
Yep. 877-548-3675. Okay, more shower cap information?
Oh, well, a couple of toxic-free tips using shower caps. This is where the benefit of the plastic outweighs the negative in my mind, and that is shower caps make great ways to pack your shoes in a suitcase. Because we know, don't we, that by walking on all sorts of ground, we pick up pesticides. That's the number one source of picking up chemicals that are used on the grass or whatnot. So to put the shoes in with your suitcase, which none of us like to do that anyway, the shower cap makes the perfect option. The other tip is, what's the number one source of pathogens in a hotel room? It's not in the bathroom. What is it?
TV remote.
Yes. Very good. How did you know that?
I'm just using the old noggin, Andrea.
So you just take your plastic shower cap and, you know, cover it and use it. I know that's a little stressful of a suggestion. So
feels like OCD.
I can understand that. I don't know that I would do that, but.
When you turn on the light switch, do you gotta use the...
Get your shower cap.
Get your shower
cap. Which, by the way, for dog waste, if you have your dog, you can use the plastic shower cap.
But please only do that once, right? I mean...
A parachute was the other. We spent a whole afternoon a couple weeks ago making parachutes with my boys, and I did. So that's something fun on a rainy day in the hotel room. See what happens when you listen to a program like that? Something you've not thought of.
Yes. I'm just thinking this vacation feels exhausting. We haven't gone anywhere, and I'm exhausted.
I don't even want to go.
Exhausted.
Oh.
Okay, what about your skin? Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you know, some people are going to the beach, which parenthetically is probably a really good thing to do because you got the salt air.
It's great.
I don't know if you got sulfur in there, but you got the salt air.
Sure you do.
You're probably going to do some exercising. You'll be by the beach or you'll be by the pool in your walking places, although you need to take your shower cap to put your shoes in after you get out of them.
So, I don't think. Oh, no.
When you pick up, for example, when you pick up a seashell that comes up. Should you use
your shower cap? Can you imagine the kids on this?
Well, what about
kids? Who are those parents?
You can always tell. You can always tell an obsessed family when they make their sandcastle and the kids are wearing shower caps on their hands. Okay, folks, we're looking for a house. We needed this. Just listen, we needed this. But okay. I get back to my original
black
question.
Black Himalayan salt, though. I'm sorry, I'm going back to the sulfur. I do use black Himalayan salt, and it tastes like sulfur. That's just a, I use that on eggs.
Look, you're okay. setting yourself up again. Okay. You talk about black Himalayan
like
salt
sulfur.
And cobalt blue water
how much I like
bottles.
Sulfur. And okay, skincare when you're at the beach or anywhere else in the sun. We went over this last year, and I felt like it's better to be cautious than not cautious. And especially if you're going, you're laughing, especially if you're going.
Thinking, kids, get your shower caps. We're going outside. It's summertime and we got our shower caps. Just like in the winter, you know, you got to wear the shower cap in the glove because you don't want to get anything.
Oh, that's just...
Okay, sorry.
So there are, you know, a lot of good store-bought sunscreens that don't have toxic chemicals. So that's... And if you are going to the beach and you're not used to a lot of sun, it really is wise because to protect your skin. And I suggest not using chemicals because that's wiping away some of that good skin flora. And we're learning that what, you know, our gut flora, when we kill off the good and the bad microbes, things go awry.
So we have skin flora,
we
too.
We do. We are. We
like
are
bacteria?
Yes.
On our skin,
oh,
that's
it's
good.
Fascinating. It's yeah. It's fascinating. On your right forearm, it's different than your left forearm, and families generally will have similar microbes.
Is that why when you snap your fingers with the right hand and the left hand, it sounds different?
Probably. That's why the other day I was reading a magazine and it had a picture of Microbe Man. Remember that?
I can't talk about
it. Okay. So, and because it just kind of listed all these different microbes on the forearm, that's where I got the forearm and the on the left and the right. But anyway, chemicals will kill off some of our protection, and I think we're finding that out now, many years later. But the good news is there are sunscreens that don't have any toxic, and the Environmental Working Group, and there's an article on our homepage too that you can click to that talks about this and links to the Environmental Working Group's list of safe sunscreens. Unfortunately, 75% of them had chemicals, but 25% of them are very good for you. So that's just a little something that I just feel like when it comes to that, I'm over the shower cap thing and the seashells. When it comes to sunscreen, I would be a little more proactive just ahead of time and buy something that's, you know, doesn't have the chemicals.
And again, you know, hear you loud and clear. Don't write and say, people are going to get cancer because you don't care about their skin. No, no, no. You want them to have that UV protection.
I do, especially when you go and you on vacation and you're out more hours than you usually are. That is, you don't want to burn. You really don't.
Speaking of vacation areas, Danny's in Florida. Hey, Danny, how are you today?
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing. Are you enjoying the conversation today?
Oh, yeah. It's great. But I was going to comment on the sulfur water comment.
Great, okay. Please.
The water in Florida, that's really well water. That's the water that comes from the aquifer, and it's really good for you. You know, it has sulfur in it, but it also contains a lot of other minerals in it that is really good for you. And the reason they call it, you know, they say it smells like rotten eggs, you know, a lot of the times if people have well water in their house and they go away and their sink is running, when they run their sink, it does smell like eggs. But once it runs for a little while, that smell goes away.
Yes, because it's been stagnant. And yeah. There's so much to say about water and its natural form. And so I'm glad and well water. That was something we've been looking at houses that have well water and wondering, you know, that would be new for us. But after going to the gravity-fed spring up on Mount Lemmon outside of Tucson, I am sold on water in its most natural form.
Boy, we both are. All right, Danny, thanks for your call today. More straight ahead here on Chris Fabry Live and Moody Radio.
Have a comment about the program today? Call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
Well, it's true. Toxic Talk Tuesday just flies by here. My toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, joining us today. Laura wrote on Facebook, We usually travel to vacation condominiums, which means we can do our own cooking. However, we do restaurant. We go out to eat, but we plan ahead. And there are a lot of places that offer healthy food and have farm fresh, especially.
A lot more places now. Yeah. One just opened in Tucson last week that serves all grass-fed beef and organic produce. It's getting a lot better on that front.
Cynthia says, look for healthy choices everywhere. If you want to find them, chances are you will. If you're traveling on the road, pack your meals, drink bottled drinks, avoid fountain machines, stop at grocery stores rather than fast food restaurants. Avoid grazing in the car, pack fruits, veggies, nuts, water, etc.
So true. And that's where it is easy to snack. Yeah. And you can use your plastic shower cap to pack your snacks.
We pack a cooler for our road trips with yogurt, fruit, cheese, and a lot of water. I made sandwiches ahead of time and actually cut out fruit to put in bowls for easier car eating. So these fingers, isn't that good?
Planning.
I liked what Andrea said last year about calling ahead to hotels and reserving the room, but asking them to clean with vinegar/baking soda.
It's amazing how many will say yes to that or ask for allergy-friendly rooms. A lot of hotels will have a few rooms set aside where they use less chemicals and or cotton bedding and that sort of thing. The other thing is to look for a room with a window.
That you can open.
Right. Well, most rooms, ventilation is so good.
Most rooms have a window, but a lot of times can't open it, at least the ones that I go to. Maybe I'm going to the wrong ones. Georgianne is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hey, Georgianne, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Thanks
for calling.
Hey, guys,
I want to say thank you for your program. It's a wonderful ministry. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I know this doesn't have to do with traveling, but I've been wanting to ask you guys about this. What can we use for pesticides around the house? I live in, New Mexico's a lot like Arizona, and we have tons of bugs.
Yes. Do you have, what kind of, are you talking about like scorpions there?
Well, not so much in scorpions because we're down in the valley, but we have like centipedes and cockroaches and black widows.
I don't like
those. Well, the good news is there are options, and they're not coming to my mind, but... again, at Mom's Aware, since we did do this last year, we came up with a bug busting dozen. And I would click on that and see if anything strikes you that you see there. The other thing is more and more companies, pesticide companies, there are eco-friendly pesticide companies. And if you're a pesticide operator listening, I encourage you to go to that side of the business or expand your business and offer that because more and more people will be asking for that because there are botanicals that can, you know, do this. And so those are two options. I'd look there because I can't remember offhand for cockroaches what the remedy was. But it's trial and error. I know for our ants, we've had a lot of success with the borax hotels where you combine sugar water and borax. A lot of success.
Well,
a lot of bugs don't like.
Is their demise, though.
It's true. And cedar, a lot of bugs don't like the smell of cedar. So cedar oil is very popular, or cedar chips. There are dust powders that you can put around your baseboards. There are options. So the fact that you're asking the question is great. And I assure you there are answers, not just on Moms Aware, but they're out there.
Yeah. I just went there, momsaware.org, and you can find links there to pesticides. And a similar question now from Geraldine in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Geraldine.
Hello, Chris and Andrea. How are you?
Hi, Geraldine. Good.
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I am just wondering, you had mentioned briefly that you can buy store-bought sunscreens that are safe with, and I'm just wondering what ones those might be.
The brands? You know, I hesitate to mention brands. I know.
Well, just tell me what you look for.
Badger.
Then.
Oh, well, I just look for the least amount of ingredients, ones that I can recognize. Zinc oxide is a natural sunscreen, so I always look for that. But if you go to the Environmental Working Group's ratings, it's very clear there, and you'll get a list of, you know, maybe 20 that you can be looking for in case your local store doesn't have it. So
What did you say that was?
Environmental Working Group. And that's on our homepage, that whole article on sunscreens and skincare in the summer. And then that'll link to Environmental Working Group, or you can go straight there and type in sunscreen. It's wonderful what a search will do. But you'll find your answer. You will. It's out there.
Right.
That's what I'm so happy to say, is they are out there.
Yeah.
All right.
God bless you
for calling us,
Geraldine. Yeah, thanks for some email has come in. I buy those storage bags, you know, the zipper kind of storage bags, and take them on trips to put things in that you want to keep from affecting other things in your suitcase. Wet swimsuits.
That's another shower cap use. Mm-hmm. And there's Ziploc is, you know, a little harder to do. Shower cap is a little easier to wrap, but yep.
Same fella says, can't you just duct tape your shower caps together and wrap yourself up? Okay, here's what Daniel said. Daniel said, my grandparents used to wrap all of their TV, VCR, and surround sound remotes in saran wrap. I thought that was weird.
I understand.
And Terry said, I'm laughing so hard, I don't know if I can type. You two could talk about anything, and I'd enjoy it. I'm about to step into the grocery store. I think I'll get a shower cap.
Plastic.
Or get one out. All right. So anything to add that you haven't been able to cover here today?
How much time do we have?
We've done cobalt blue bottles.
I know.
We've done Himalayan black salt.
Here's another. When I talked about gravity-fed springs, you're traveling cross country, you're on family vacation, seek out something like that, or seek out farmers markets when you're on the road. Ooh. And that's a great way to see the country, experience, you know, the connection with food again, and you just meet interesting people. So plan ahead. There are websites that list all of the farmers markets across the country. So that's a suggestion.
Well, here's another idea too. Use that vacation, especially if you have children, and not even just for kids, yourself. If there's something that has happened in that area historically that you can look at, I'm thinking of all the Civil War sites, you know, from Gettysburg on down, you can go there and you can see some of the history
and you can think, I wonder
what they were eating at this time, you know, of the year. What kind of crops did they have? And seek some of those out and have fun.
The other thing is exercising on the road, and I'm not using that word to stress you out, but you walk around, stretch, park further away, because when you're traveling, you tend to sit a lot, and it's good to keep the body up and going, and there are fascinating studies about that. And if your kids are playing at the park, you play with them. There was a study in Finland of older adults, and their blood pressure went down. All these things after 3 months of playing in the park. They had an adult.
Really?
Yes, yes. So have fun.
Tomorrow, we are going to do, here's somebody who's written about sulfur in the water. Tomorrow, we're going to do the article that you told me about, the ring theory.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow. It's a great article.
Because if you have ever had somebody hurt your feelings when you were going through a crisis, or you felt like your feelings were hurt by someone who wouldn't kind of help you as they were struggling, there's some answers that we have for you. And it's going to be an interesting conversation. And we'll do that without you, Andrea, but you call on back and join us again.
Thank you. I look forward to
next month for another Toxic Talk Tuesday right here on Chris Fabry Live. Online at chrisfabrylive.org. Would love to have you like us on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Fabry. Chris Fabry Live is a proud production of Moody Radio in Chicago. Thanks for listening.